From NPR News, it's Day to Day. The Los Angeles woman who gave birth to octuplets is out of the hospital, and she's telling her story. This morning on NBC's Today Show, Nadia Suleiman said she wanted a large family because she felt isolated as an only child. But as NPR's Karen Grigsby Bates reports, Nadia Suleiman isn't getting the public support multiple births usually inspire.
The 33-year-old mother says she has no regrets. Nadia Suleiman had 6 embryos implanted, far more than medical guidelines recommend. And she knew there was a good chance she'd have multiple births.
Those are my children. And that's what was available, and I used them. So I took a risk. It's a gamble. It always is.
The fact that Suleiman already had 6 children at home wasn't a factor.
It turned out perfectly.
For Suleiman, maybe, but others are less optimistic. In downtown Whittier, California, not far from Suleiman's family home, Gloria Lewis and Demarcia Stafford debate the megabirth.
I think she was only going for 2, and it happened that it turned into 8.
Right, but still even going for 2 after she had 6 small ones.
Suleiman says once she's finished her education, she's confident she can provide for all 14 children. But if she can't, who's going to help? And therein lies much of the controversy.
I think there are a lot of people who really feel like there is no way that she can adequately parent these children so that they will thrive as they grow up.
St. Louis psychologist Diane G. Sanford specializes in maternal psychological issues. Sanford says Suleiman might be an extreme example of women who dread having their children leave infancy.
What we typically see is that they may have 3 children under the age of 4 or 5 and decide to have another baby or 2 because they cherish that time in their life so much.
In the past, miracle mega multiple births have resulted in mega gifting to the baby's families. The McCaughey family in Iowa was given a van and a big house for their septuplets. The octuplets born to the Chukwu family of Houston also got a bigger home and lots of volunteer help. So far, companies aren't flooding Nadia Suleiman with endorsement offers. In her exclusive NBC interview, Suleiman told reporter Ann Curry her decision to be a single mother of 14 may be a contributing factor.
For me, I feel as though I've been under the microscope because I've chosen this unconventional kind of life.
Endorsement expert Noreen Jenny says that could make a difference for potential corporate sponsors.
I think that her situation is a little contrary to what is normally attractive to marketers and advertisers, because I think that they generally look for squeaky clean without any kind of suspect elements.
Jenny says companies considering endorsements would take public opinion about Suleiman very seriously. They don't want to alienate their clients, current or potential.
I think if there's concern about what the general public feels about this, they're not going to get involved in a situation where the people they're trying to attract to buy their product are unhappy or not feeling warm, fuzzy, cozy about this situation.
Suleiman is hoping people will feel more compassionate toward her as she starts to explain her side of the story. Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News.